This is a replay of the Wednesday night, November 20th, WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from One VoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's One VoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It is the world's worst hit records countdown. We're not counting them down, but we're still voting. However, in this first hour, yeah, we're joined again by Steve Probst. And how wonderful that is, since I'm sure he's going to chime in on the world's worst hits. But in the meantime, Steve, welcome to WGN Radio.
Here we go with another world's worst show.
Every year it happens, and you know you've been publishing for what, 51 years now, I think, right?
Yeah, something like that. It was just after Vietnam I started. You never know.
I'm sure in 1973 you didn't think, well, 51 years from now I'll still be talking about this stuff.
Yeah, you know, you're right. You really researched that up. It was 1973. Those Oldies but Goodies came out that year.
On Macmillan, yes, publishing, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, no longer in business. I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I was going to say it was not because of you. I'm just convinced. And next year on Chilton, A Guide to 60s Record Collecting, which in 1974 was not quite as daunting as trying to collect 60s records now, I'm sure.
No, they were around. I had my shot at them and picked up plenty, and then passed on some stuff. Why did I pass on that? That's a garage record that's worth a ton now, and I saw a whole stack of them at the Goodwill, and I thought, I don't like the label. I don't like the name of the group. I don't like the name of the band, so I'll not buy that. And the Goodwill's no longer there. So
what was the song?
Oh, God, it was... It was plenty of them. I'm phasing out right now. So here's one that'll the Spiders on Santa Cruz. You know who that became?
Who?
Alice Cooper.
Oh, okay, all right.
Big time desirable record, impossible to find, and but not in '73. You could find them, but you just, you know, if something didn't appeal to you about the record, well, I can always go back there and pick it up if I need to. Good luck.
I thought that, too. My favorite was, of course, the thrift stores. You betcha they were wonderful. But usually the drive-in swap meets. And if you'd go right around September when the kids had left for college and all that, Mom threw out the records. And I remember I got probably 70 Yellow Atlantics for a dime each.
And that's not bad.
Yeah,
not
that bad. That was the haul that you never forget about. And I've still got their little address labels on some of the records. I think, I wonder what happened to these people. But I'm sure the kids were not happy. But that was the thought. I thought that would last forever. I thought, well, if I don't get it now, I'll just get it later. And that's just not the way it works.
You had to be up early in the morning to hit those swap meets properly, though.
You did. Which I hate. And if I'm willing to give up sleep, you know that it's it's a special thing. But if I didn't recognize the record, but I recognized the label, that was good enough for me. It was on Class. I was going to buy it. I figured if Leon Renee put it out, it must be okay on some level. And usually I wasn't steered wrong. Now, in one of your books, in fact, those old school records, I was looking at it just the other day because it's a wonderful book. You've selected 1,000 R&B, rock and roll, and soul 45 RPM singles between 1946 and 1987. And it's a great thing, even like a coffee table book, because you pick it up, you just open to any page, and it's fascinating information about a lot of records. So speaking of Class and Leon Rene, I come across you have Gee Whiz, which one of my all-time faves. And
really?
Oh, God, yes. Now, I had to actually go online when I saw this because I didn't know that Bobby Day re-released it in 1960 on Rendezvous. And so, of course, I go on YouTube, I find the record, and it's the same track with just a little different stuff in the background. I assume that they didn't re-record it, they just re-released it.
Well, they did to that what they especially did with Lottie McSquaddy and what Imperial did with Fats Domino's Going Home. And Pledging My Love by Johnny Ace. The same thing happened to all three of those records. They added a chorus or a choir behind the singer. It was very straight on, the original vocals were great. It didn't need the juicing up. It didn't need the help. And in fact, I brought that up to Bobby Day. You got it right to begin with. Yeah. Why did Rendezvous Records do this? And he looked at me like I'd gone off my rocker because, of course, everything that is added to is automatically an improvement. So I dropped the subject.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. And actually, the background vocals didn't distract me. It was the instrumentation they added that really got me. Like, oh no. And then I saw The Innocents did it, and I thought, this is going to be painful. So of course, I get this one, actually. And to the testament to how good a record or how good a song Gee Whiz is, The Innocents couldn't thoroughly ruin it.
I agree. It's a decent version. But Bob and Earl got it right the first time.
And they didn't
need to be improved upon.
Exactly.
Exactly. Okay, we agree.
Of course, that was originally Bob and Earl on Class. Now the 1960 version comes out on Rendezvous. How did Bobby Day manage to get the track?
I think Leon Rene made a deal with another Rene Hall, who was behind Rendezvous. I think they just made a deal to reissue the master. I think what happened actually is it was reissued to compete against the Innocents version.
Interesting.
I think that, the Innocents hit the chart, so okay, we've got this in the can. It's pretty. I don't want to use the word raw, but it's pretty basic. So we'll make it sound more like The Innocents and put that one out, and maybe we'll get some radio play. What do you think?
I think that's really interesting, and the reason that I immediately buy into your theory is that the releases were almost simultaneous, and they were long after the Bob and Earl version.
I mean, that one had played out.
Yeah, exactly. So it makes all the sense in the world. Rendezvous was an interesting little label. You mentioned Rene Hall, but I think Ernie Fields was heavy into that, and others, Plaz Johnson, and so they had a lot of good people. But when I think of Rendezvous, immediately B. Bumble and the Stingers come to mind. What else did they have?
Oh, they had, I think Dick Dale's first record called Reincarnation, which was a takeoff on Alley Oop, was on Rendezvous.
Oh, okay.
I had that at one time. That's a horrible record.
I was going to say, that could be on the world's worst, except it wasn't a hit. Thank God.
Yeah, you're right. So nobody heard it.
Right. Thank God.
I mean, how about all the companies that decided... The Lonely Bowl by Herb Alpert is the biggest thing going, so we'll do our own takeoff on that.
Oh,
some of the worst records that were never heard from again, were based on trying to replicate that success.
The interesting thing about that, bad as some of them were, is back then so many radio stations used to have to do top-of-the-hour news from the network. And I always said at the time that the instrumentals should just all be titled the same. This will take us up to news. Because they'd back time these things. And, you know, you had to be pretty awful as an instrumental not to be on one of those back timed, you know, back time versions.
Well,
so,
you know what KFWB's go-to record for that purpose was?
What?
Image by Hank Levine.
Oh, God. All right.
I'm getting you. And it was put out on a label that was owned by the country singer Foy Willing.
Oh, my God.
You ever heard of Foy Willing? He had several labels at the time. And let me look this thing up.
Yeah, this goes back. He goes back a country guy, like I've often talked about, and you're from Southern California, too. I've mentioned it repeatedly. The early 50s, when Los Angeles probably had more independent television stations than just about anybody, and, of course, they didn't have much they could run, there was just this love affair with country and Western shows. And people out of the woodwork had these country and Western shows that you would otherwise never even hear of. There were like dozens of them, and I'm sure you remember most of them.
Well, Tennessee Ernie Ford started out on KFXM out of Riverside. But let me get back to Image. It was on the Vogue International label, picked up by ABC Paramount, and was used by all the Crowell Collier stations that were doing Top 40 at the time, KFWB, KEWB, and KDWB. How's that for originality?
Yeah, right, exactly.
And Sharon Willing was Foy Willing's wife, and she worked at KFWB, and so that gave Foy Willing an in. So he contacted Chuck Bloor, and the jingle preceded the record release. So Chuck Bloor gave permission for the jingle's writers to use their copyrighted work, and then Hank Levine was—he wasn't part of the Wrecking Crew, but he had a similar band, and he arranged the song and used Plas Johnson. And I'm sure you've gotten your collection Image on the Vogue International label.
Actually, I have it on Ampar on ABC Paramount.
Right. Okay.
So, I've seen the picture.
When you heard that on KFWB, you knew the news was coming up.
Well, that's exactly right. That's probably why I have it. But I've seen that Vogue record. It the label was just like gray and black. There was like nothing on that label. But I guess with the strength of Crowell Collier that Ampar figured, well, we'll just re-release it.
Oh, sure. Or they might have had a side deal. If you do this with us, we'll take your record off your hands or something like that. You never know.
Something.
But it only charted. what a coincidence. It only charted on those three stations and at Wallach's Music City. They charted it, too.
That's great. That's absolutely great.
I've got a ton of Wallach's Music City top 50 charts, and some of the stuff is just, you don't see it on any other charts.
Oh, I think it's wonderful. Wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, that real record was released in the UK, actually, on His Master's Voice. So somebody thought enough of this thing. It was on Spartan in Canada. But somebody thought enough of this thing that they were going to re-release it in England? What are these people thinking?
Well, it's a decent instrumental. I mean, come on. But if you're a KFWB or one of the Crowell Collier stations, you stick around and saying, well, why aren't they putting on the news right now? That's their cue.
Right. And in moments, I've got Image Part 1 and Part 2, don't you know? For anybody who doesn't remember, we'll waltz down memory lane. And we are talking with Steve Probst, and people call me all the time, Steve, and ask me all sorts of questions that I can never answer. And I always say, well, wait for Steve to be on, because he knows. And if you didn't know firsthand, you researched it, because the books are just wonderful. And if you go to Amazon, for instance, or any of the booksellers, Propes is P-R-O-P-E-S. Of course, Steve, you can, that's S-T-E-P-H-E-N-C if you want to know. But they're all, just about all. But that first one's hard to come by. I guess when Macmillan went out of business, they didn't give the rights to anybody else. What happened?
You know, it's been so long ago that a lot of this, as a historian, Yeah. I have no clue.
Well, I remember it fondly. All right.
but on image, I should tell you, the sax player is Plas Johnson, the ultimate L.A. session sax player.
Absolutely. All right. Yep. We're talking to Steve, and that's 888-876-5593. And we are voting on the world's worst hit records, and we'll get back to it. But we'll get back to Hank Levine. And if you were in Southern California or Northern California or Minneapolis, well, you'll remember it coming up on WGN Radio. Hard to believe it was a top 40 station, but maybe that explains a lot. We're talking with Steve Probst. It is WGN Radio, and I'm Raleigh James, and you can join us, 888-876-5593. In fact, that prompts me to say that in 1 minute we will go to news, actually. But that record, believe it or not, Steve, charted.
Yeah.
For a week.
Only on Crowell. Did it chart nationally?
Yeah, for 1 week. Got to number 98 in 1961. But that Hank Levine was a guy from Pittsburgh. So I'm pretty sure. And he put this group together, the Miniature Men. And they did Baby Elephant Walk, another fine instrumental.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
He recorded on the well-known Tops label, you know, that discount label where they would,
the Riesings. Hang on a minute. I absolutely want to talk about Tops and Promenade and everybody else coming up. We're talking about Steve Probst on WGN Radio. We're talking with Steve Probst, and you can read all about Gee Whiz in those old school records. Just one of the dozen books that Steve has written. I got a lot of questions, but I guess Steve, those Innocents, that's the group that backed Kathy Young. Where was Kathy Young on that?
She wasn't on that. It was when she had name credit on Kathy Young and the Innocents records, but not the Innocents.
Right.
As a spin-off group. Her big success was A Thousand Stars, taken by from the Rivoliers. In those days, it wasn't uncommon for, a hit being drawn from a previous effort that maybe wasn't as successful as it might have been.
And it should have been, because I'll take the Rivoliers every day over Kathy Young. But when I looked at that Innocence, I thought, oh, man, what happened to Kathy?
Well, and She didn't. Well, maybe she was at the recording session, but she they didn't use her on that.
Probably for the
best. You never know.
But it was.
Come on.
Well, you know, we are talking about the world's worst hit records. But the interesting thing about Indigo is they had some interesting acts on there, like the Crystals, and not the same Crystals, obviously.
Now there's another record I passed up at a thrift store. I should have bought it. The Crystals on Indigo. It was
Dreams and Wishes.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, it was a decent instrumental. Now, Indigo was a co-label to Lavender. Get it? Indigo, Lavender,
oh,
Colors.
God.
And the remarkable record that came out on Lavender was the White Cliffs of Dover by the Robins, where the background nonsense lyrics are taken directly from I Wonder Why by Dionne and the Belmonts, that sort of stuttering type of background. So that's a major trip down R&B R&B lore.
I'm going to look for that. I don't know that I've heard that. That's terrific.
White Cliffs of Dover, the Robins. There were two definitive versions. Of course, the Checkers really had the one that people enjoyed hearing, but the Robins version, after the Coasters were spun off from the Robins. So
right.
What left was left of the Robins after the Coasters took most of the personnel, and Lieber Stoller left L.A. at the suggestion of the LAPD. That's another story.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. No, really? I love that.
Well,
you know, of course, the deal with the Robins is that Lieber and Stoller took the ones who were underage because they weren't bound by the contract.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Yeah, I hadn't heard that. See, we're sort of playing, a little game of chess here. Your move, and you give me something I didn't know. But yeah, it was the Hat Squad that approached Lieber Stoller. Had to do with, I'm not going to get into it now, but if it's researched enough, I'll tell you at a later time.
you know that's what I'm going to do when I'm off the air tonight, because I want to know. I actually liked the Robins after the Coasters when they were involved with Gene Norman Productions.
Cherry Lips, great record.
Yeah, Cherry Lips. And there were a bunch of little great records that the Robins did, and Ty Tyrell and everybody else. And last I saw Ty Tyrell, he was the bouncer at the Playboy Club. In Century City, and that must have been like 1981.
Yeah, I interviewed him once, and he gave me the lowdown on a bunch of stuff. Said, you know, how they hooked up with Johnny Otis at the Barrel House, and how Herman Lubinsky came to town to thank him for the number one hit, Double Crossing Blues with Little Esther and the Robins, you know, Johnny Otis Orchestra. And he pulled out, the Robins were all there, and he pulled out a $20 bill and said, go get some something to drink. You know, he was going to party with them. And Bobby Nunn and the guys started fighting over the $20, and Lubinsky says, I'm out of here. I'm never coming back.
That's hilarious.
to L.A., yeah. That must have been quite the... quite the backstage, you know, I mean, they fought over $20.
Oh, geez. But yeah, some of those, like Live Wire Susie, I thought that was a great little record. There were,
what's the other one on RV? Just Like That.
Yeah, Just Like That. And Lilbert told me there's so many that were, you know, never played anywhere. And keep your mind
like
on me.
Just Like That got played in L.A. It wasn't played, to any great extent, but it was played.
Well, I am hogging you, and we actually have a caller, and he's someone who often asks me stuff, so hopefully he's got questions, because I know you've got answers. So let's see what Jack in St. Charles has to say. So join us. Jack, how are you?
Okie dokie.
So what do you want to know?
I was just going to ask for a couple of songs.
Oh.
With the same title, but different songs.
All right.
Sarah Vaughan, Smooth Operator.
Right.
You can probably guess the other one.
Yeah, right, Chardet. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so these are just requests?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Jack. I appreciate it.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right. So now let's get back to what we were talking about before the news. These budget labels, the tops and the hit and the promenade and all those.
Broadway.
You know,
Broadway.
Yeah. Right. Even Seberg, I think, for a while. But there were several
Gilmar.
Of them. And
Gilmar.
Right.
Yeah. Promenade. Was it Promenade that had all the picture sleeves, including, and they were photos, including one of
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I do. I do.
Jane Mansfield was, adore.
On one of them.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah.
That's a big money.
I'll bet it is.
Ticket.
No.
I met a Broadway label recording star. Her task. One of her tasks was to cover the Teen Queens on Eddie My Love. Her name was. Boy, I can look it up. But she gave me her copy of Eddie My Love.
Oh, wow.
And she said that basically the label, you know, told the artist to go out and buy the record and learn it from what they hear on the
on the vinyl, on the track, sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, then that was it. They didn't care how well you could sing, as long as you could sing just like the hit.
Right.
You know, because, of course, they were selling six of them for 79 cents or whatever. So, sure.
Her name was C.C. Julian. Her other release that of note was her take on Rock and Roll Waltz and Teenage Prayer.
Oh, God.
So she was in charge of, she also did a version of Tall Paul.
Oh, help.
So that takes you, that's about half a decade worth of rock and roll right there on the Broadway label. C.C. Julian, C.E.C.I. Julian. She lived in Long Beach, and Marilyn Horne, the opera singer.
Oh, sure.
She recorded for Broadway and did a cover of Ruth Brown's Be Anything But Be Mine.
You know, it seems like the singers of this were either trying to be on their way up, or like Scatman Crothers, they were definitely on their way down. But I assume some of these singers went on to absolute hit careers. Do you know any?
Well, Dave Burgess did okay. He was
the champs.
Topps label Elvis Presley, whereas Scatman was the Topps label Little Richard. and he also was their Gene Vincent. And Dave Burgess
of the champs.
Hooked up with Challenge Records and was on Tequila by the Champs.
Right.
He was a background. But he and Danny Flores did not get along.
That's for sure.
You know about that.
Yes.
They could not be in the same studio at the same time, so Dave Burgess held down the L.A. Champs band, and Danny Flores went on tour, so they were never really that, you know, in approximate
Yeah, not in the same state at the same time. Well, it was Danny who said Tequila, wasn't it?
Yeah, as a result, the Bahari family, RPM Modern, got half the song because Danny claimed it was an instrumental and he was assigned to Modern as a vocalist. Modern pointed out, well, you said Tequila, so that makes you a vocalist, so we get half the record because you broke your contract.
Oh, no. Well, that's a horrible story, but I guess probably more familiar than we'd like to know. All right, so before I do anything else, Marlo is going to join us. And Marlo actually is from Jackson, Tennessee, and his family was the Jacksonians and then Lanier and Company. So Marlo is no stranger to recording studios. And you got a question? Welcome, Marlo.
Hey, Ron, how you doing, young lady?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good. I'm going to send you some 20 by 30 pictures of the Jacksonian Lanier and Company.
Good.
And when we was on the show with Archibald and Andreas, and I got a picture. We was in London, England with Willie Mitchell.
Great.
I'm going to send you soon, yeah.
So what's your question?
Good memorabilia. Yeah, I'm going to ask Steve, do he still publish?
What?
I need to get in touch with him if he do.
Well, Steve, are you going to write anything else? He's written over a dozen books. Are you going to write anything else?
I got a couple in the works.
I'm coming to republish records.
Oh, no. He's not publishing records. These are books about records.
Yeah, I write about the records. Yeah, I'm not in the business.
Right. I'm sorry, Marlo, but it's not a connection to get on vinyl. But if you ever want to read about it, boy, there's about a dozen books you'll like.
Okay, I'll check it out then. I'll check it out.
All right, thanks. I appreciate
Riley.
It. All right, thanks,
Thank
Marlo.
You. My sister told me to tell you hello too, Riley.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm delighted to hear it. And keep dancing.
I'm going to call Riley.
Yeah. All right. We'll tell her to keep dancing. Okay. We'll talk to you soon. All right.
Okay.
So we're talking with Steve Probst, and not a whole lot of time. So if you're trying to get your questions in, don't do like last time after the show is over. Say, well, I wanted to ask. No, now's the time to ask. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And if you listen to the show, I know you're a radio lover. And if you're a radio lover, you probably know all about the Sea Crane Company. But if not, oh, man, you should. Bob Crane, many years ago, like many of us, was just disgusted with the state of radio and reception, especially AM in particular, but FM as well. And he thought, I can do better. And the one thing that everything in the Sea Crane catalog has in common, radios that Bob Crane has developed, is they all have terrific reception. Probably better than anything you're going to get on the market today, for sure. But they also have a number of unique features, like the CC Solar with Bluetooth. This is the ultimate emergency radio because, you know, the lights go out, you look for the flashlight, you look for the radio, and invariably the batteries are dead in both. That's okay with the CC Solar. It'll work with batteries, of course, and if you've set it in a windowsill, it's going to work on solar power. But if all else fails, you can hand crank it for about 30 seconds and it'll play for about 30 minutes with enough power to charge up a cell phone for that emergency call. So it's just really the answer when you're looking for something that is emergency management. It also has a flashlight, so you'll have light, you'll have radio, and even if you never use it in an emergency, it's a terrific radio. The AM and FM quality is just wonderful. You'll pick up things with this radio you don't pick up with other radios, like every one of them that Bob Crane developed. And you can go online anytime, ccradio.com. Take a look. It's the size of a brick. It's clean, modern digital design. It doesn't look like some hunky, you know, wind-up radio. It's got 5 one-touch memories. It's digital readout. And I think you're going to like it. Now, if you can't go online for some reason, you can call them because they've got the best customer service. 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. You can order online. They'll answer all your questions. Or if you like, they will send you a copy of the catalog so you can see it for yourself. And right now, if you buy the CC Solar Radio with Bluetooth, you know, that's the addition now, got Bluetooth, you'll get $15 off. So this is the time to call. 800-522-8863 or ccradio.com. You look at the CC Radio Solar, you tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
Love of my life, forever true, being together.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh Jamie. If you're saying, man, that sounds like Cruising with Reuben and the Jets. Well, it was on there, but before that it was Ron Roman, and before that it was Ray Collins, but this is the Ron Roman version, and it is featured in those old school records, Steve Probst. So what is it about that record that attracted you, Steve?
That Frank Zappa recorded at Powell Records, is later called Studio Z, where he got busted for putting out sort of naughty videos. Anything recorded by Zappa during those days is of great interest. And Ron Roman was an unknown version. Zappa fans or Zappa experts didn't know about it until I found a copy on the Deny label in Linwood, California, a major thrift store there. And you know, looked at the writer's credit, Zappa, never heard of it, knew about the Reuben and the Jets. okay, that's one I didn't miss. I still have a copy of this to this day.
Oh yeah,
and I've done some research on it, but just a really hard record to find and well worth looking into, which I did.
I'd love to hear the Ray Collins version. I have not. Have you?
Ray Collins? Well, that'd be Reuben and the Jets.
Well, no, the original recording was Ray Collins before Ron Roman.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah, well,
I don't know if it was ever issued.
Maybe it's apocryphal. Who knows? If you don't know, I'll have to research it. But I was always under the impression that Ray Collins had done it first. I think like in Cucamonga or something. But then
Cucamonga was Studio Z with
right.
Al Records.
Right, but before
you know,
they
tried to rename Cucamonga to Arpege because Cucamonga.
I like Cucamonga. Nothing wrong with it.
Well, it's an Indian
yeah.
word, but people thought it sounded, well, it was lampooned on the Jack Benny show.
Oh, man.
So
I hate to say this. I've got 30 seconds left, and if you don't give me one of your world's worst hits, people are going to slaughter me. So we're going to close with that. Name one.
Beep, beep.
All right.
Playmate.
Excellent. Excellent. I hope to talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Yes, Steve Probst and those old school records and all the other books. And we'll talk more about that and the world's worst hit records coming up on WGN Radio. James, beep, 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 that's Bobby Day and the Satellites. It was not about cars, though. It actually wound up in a car commercial about 10 years ago. The Kia Sorento featured it. And that's not the beep, beep that Steve Probst was voting on for the world's worst hit records, of course. He was voting on the one that you'll remember so well that was a big hit. And this is the first time we've had this on the list this year.
While riding in my Cadillac, what to my surprise, a little Nash Rambler was following me about one third my size. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn.
That was enough. All right, so there you have it. If you hate it, well, second it, that's for sure, because I think that Steve's choice was the first time we've had a vote for that this year. All right, we will be getting to Jim in Richmond, Eduardo in Tampa, Donna in Oak Lawn, but hanging on for a while, Taxi Driver Bob at O'Hare. What's up tonight, Bob?
Hey, is Mr. Probster still with you?
Nope.
Oh, damn.
That's what I always say. Call early. This happens every time.
Okay, well, I didn't have the opportunity.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if he was potentially wanting to write a book about Frank. I mean, I think didn't his daughter write something about her father?
Oh, I don't know. Very, very possibly, and I know there were a ton of Ray Collins interviews. Sadly, he's no longer alive to write a book, but I'm surprised that some...
I mean, he's got so much material from his life and playing with all different people. I mean,
mm-hmm.
he really threw himself into the industry in the 60s, 70s, and 80s and played with so many people, you know, on collaborations and people that ended up joining his band, the Mothers, over all mm-hmm. those years that, I mean, there's just a huge amount
oh, sure.
of
There are several books that have been written about Frank Zappa. Frank and Company, that was more interviews and conversations and stuff, but Words and Music of Frank Zappa and The Real Frank Zappa and Chronicle, Necessity Is, you know, so there's many, many books that are out there.
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that.
I'd say over a dozen. Now, what I don't know, because to me, why Frank Zappa has a warm place in my heart, other than the fact that he was a nice guy and totally brilliant, is the fact that he loved my East L.A. music back in the day. And that's what he was doing originally. You know, he lost me later in terms of my own taste, but his early stuff, oh, man, didn't get better than that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, he did so huge variety of
yeah,
music.
Absolutely.
And it constantly evolved, and he didn't set aside stuff he did in the past. He just added on and kept on compiling yeah. and compiling.
Oh, yeah.
And like you said, he was really a genius of a person that, you know, was just so, I find so interesting. I mean, you could spend so much time reading and watching videos and just touch a tip of
right.
what he was all about.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the amount of material that his kids have that he recorded that's never even been heard, I mean, it is an alarming amount of material. Barry Miles wrote a great biography, and The Real Frank Zappa book is good. Those are two that I'd recommend, but if you're interested, there's a lot out there.
I'll have to check that out.
All right.
I appreciate that.
Good to hear from you.
As soon as you say you were talking about Frank Zappa, my ears perked up.
Ah, always good to hear from you. Thanks for calling.
All right. Take care. Bye. Have a good night.
All right. So 888-876-5593. Now, as you'll remember, Jim met with Kim this past weekend, and this is what I've been really excited about, is starting to get Jim into all of the things that can help him navigate without actually having to see. So, Jim in Richmond, welcome back to WGN Radio. How did it go?
It went wonderful. I thank John already, but I wanted to thank you for setting me up with Kim, because we were there for over 2 hours.
Well, that's great.
And what I did is I brought my receipts from Friday night.
Uh-huh.
And we went, she got me onto the Walmart app.
Uh-huh.
And it was amazing, because you talk about these reward cards that
uh-huh.
you get from these stores.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was Walmart, and the only thing that they knew about me was my credit card or debit card.
Uh-huh.
So we went through, and she says, I'm going to set you up where you could go on and put in your, you know, grocery order.
Okay.
So she worked on that for a long time, and it was funny. Everything she clicked on, you bought one of those. You bought four of those.
Okay.
You bought one of these. And then she got down to Jif peanut butter.
Uh-huh.
I haven't bought one of those in 3 years.
Wow.
And she goes, you bought one of those. So We've spent a long time on that.
Good.
And we got an order put in for me. It's on, like, when you go to Amazon, it's in a cart.
Okay.
So all I have to do is click on that cart, and then my order that I usually buy every Friday, you know, would be delivered.
Okay.
And then she got me on to Walmart Plus.
Mm-hmm.
So I paid the $49 for the year. So
okay.
now it'll be free delivery.
Good.
Because the charge would have been $10.
Yeah, which would add up.
So, right. And my friend Char says, we're not shopping that Friday after Thanksgiving, because we're not going to go into that Walmart on Black Friday. So we have it planned. She's going to help me. I have to download it and then I'm going to have it delivered.
Okay.
And then we went into VoiceOver.
Good.
We spent 20 minutes, and it drove her crazy.
Why?
She couldn't get VoiceOver to work. Every button she touched,
why?
It just said it what it was, you know, like the back button and this button. And then every time we said something, this isn't working, it said, this isn't working.
Oh, no.
And it was just amazing that it wasn't working out. And she couldn't get out of it. And then she finally got out of it. And she said, I'm going to spend more time on this. We're going to meet up again because this is ridiculous. This is not working. And I said, that's what the IT, that's what the genius said at Apple when we went. And he said, this isn't working, you know.
Well, if
so then she went.
If Apple can't make it work, that's really alarming, because that's where I was going to send you. So there's something really wrong, because other people have made this work.
Right. So then we went and she did the Culver's app.
Okay.
And so I have an order in for Culver's, and I haven't done that yet.
Okay.
And she was fantastic. And we just, you know, got along very well. And so I have other news. While we were going through all my papers with my friend on Friday afternoons, I found the sheet that must have come from Doug in Elkhorn, and it had the listing for visual aids.
Good.
One from Madison and one from Milwaukee. And I called them both up, and I talked to them, and the guy in Madison, it's called Sharper Vision, and you know, it's the Institute for Blindness and stuff. And he goes, 15X will be the size of a dime, because the stronger you make it. And I said, that's not going to work for me. I can't look through a dime to see what I'm reading.
Of course not.
So then he goes, well, then you should come in. And I said, okay. And then I called the one in Milwaukee. And it's called Vision Forward. And there was a really, really nice woman. And I swear I heard her voice on your show, because I found so familiar.
Oh, wow.
And we talked for a while. And she says, well, we have a 14X that's the size of a half a dollar, but you should come in and see what we got going.
Yeah.
So I said, yeah, that's perfect. And that's what I want to do.
Right.
And then I talked to my brother, because we'd have to drive there.
Sure.
And he has appointments all this week for him and his wife, because they're, you know, having problems. And then what was amazing today is I was ABC News at, you know, national news, said Apple said you should hurry up and download 18-1. And because of security reasons, they said it's desperately that you do it. So it took me about a half an hour, and I downloaded 18.1.
Okay.
So then when I got on, got it, you know, up and running, and then later on I go, I clicked on an email I got, which I had trouble reading, and I said, you know, Siri, read this page. And she read it.
Good.
And all the other times that I've asked her, she said, you know, you're not set up for that. So then I went to the next email, and I read that one. It read that one. Then I went to the third one from Walmart, and it was one that took 10 minutes to read the way through.
Jeez.
So then I went back later on in the evening and asked her to read this page from another, and she said, and then they were playing music.
Right.
And I go, what do you mean playing music? You know? And then it turned around. You have to, Apple Music, you have to agree to their terms of agreements.
Okay.
And I go, what does that have to do with, you know, reading this? So then all of a sudden, I just, you know, gave up on that, because I tried doing it and there was nothing. And then when I tried to call you at 10 o'clock, I couldn't place any phone calls.
Interesting.
They said that we can't find a signal. So then I turned the phone on and off. And then all of a sudden, then I got through, and that's when I talked to John at 10.
Right.
And I thanked him, you know. But we're going to meet up again, and she's going to show me some other stuff. We spent over 2 hours.
That's great. That's great.
And I felt bad. And so she, you know, she's very nice, and she got along with my brother. They were talking. She's doing woodcrafting, and my brother's an excellent carpenter.
Good.
And they were talking about stuff, and one day she's going to go to his barn and he's going to show her how to cut wood and all that kind of stuff.
Good.
So that was great, and I highly thank you. And,
oh, our pleasure.
And I don't know. Oh, I want to know one question.
Yes.
I fell asleep Monday night. What was the answer to the trivia question about the president?
Oh, yes. Only one president, we're sure, has used the services of a psychiatrist. Richard M. Nixon, from 1951 until his death.
Oh, wow. I didn't know. I didn't hear the answer, so
yeah,
that, me
that's what
that
it was,
tonight.
Yes. In 1951, he sought the services of a New York psychiatrist, and they remained in touch until his death. And after his death, the psychiatrist said, you know, he wasn't psychotic. It was nothing like that. He had a lot of neuroses, but no psychoses.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was the deal.
Yeah. Well, I thank you, and I thank all the listeners.
Absolutely.
And I hope everyone has a great evening.
What a great call. I'm so glad this is working out. Keep it up.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Okay, bye.
All right. And I will. Kim was kind enough to send me a picture of she and Jim, and I will get it online so you can see it. And it may take me a day or so, but we'll do that. And I'll try to... Well, there's a reason it doesn't go on the blog well, but I can put it somewhere else, and I will. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, we'll get some votes from Karen in Madison. Donna in Oak Long's got more votes and some notes for Ruth. And Eduardo in Tampa, we're going to talk about rock climbing. All right, all that and more coming up on WGN Radio. That's Collie Mae, Flip Side of You Will Never Get Away. First time that song was on 45, Bob Gaudio wrote it along with Frankie Valli, Four Seasons. And Bob Gaudio turned 82 over the weekend. Grew up in Bergenfield, New Jersey, and was in the Royal Teams. Wrote Short Shorts, in fact, though. But it was today, actually, in 1962, that Big Girls Don't Cry peaked at number one on the pop singles chart, where it remained for 5 weeks. So that's pretty good. Actually, the only really good thing about the Jersey Boys movie, as far as I was concerned, because that was so far from the truth and just a shame in so many ways, but Eric Bergen and the Jersey Boys doing Cry For Me was just sublime.
For you. Now cry for me. No, no, I don't love you anymore. Cry for me. Well, you had your fun.
And that's where we'll leave it until after the news. Maybe I'll play it again. Who knows? Take your calls, too, on WGN Radio.
I cried for you. Now cry for me. No, no, I don't love you anymore. Cry for me. Well, you had your fun.
Don't go, baby.
With someone new.
Don't go, baby.
Girl, now you want me to take you back. We're all through. 'Cause now I'm leaving. No, no.
us cheated and you
don't lie.
Go on and cry for me. Well, you knew it from the start.
A fine song all the way around. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. It is Wednesday, actually, November 20th, and voting of the world's worst hit records continues. Now, tomorrow night is an abbreviated show. We will be on an hour late, but 2 hours to continue to vote, and then next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Now, one of those is a short show, and I'm going to go to the WGN website itself. I should have done that earlier, actually, to find out which one, but you can vote up until the end of next Wednesday's show, a week from today. After that, the polls close because, you know, we tabulate, and then on Thanksgiving, while you are eating turkey, we'll be playing back your turkeys, your top 10, as voted on by you. But I'm pretty sure, like I said, I didn't know about Thursday till Carol told me about that. But yes, so tomorrow, 11 p.m., and then next week, there is a full show on Monday, a full show on Tuesday, and once again, an hour late on Wednesday, November 27th. So between now and then, get your votes in. You can vote by email with one caveat, and that is, of course, if I don't see it, it won't be tabulated, and I'm not good at this. All right, far too many, hundreds a day, and every now and then I just say, oh, the heck with it, and just delete them all. So I know, that's why I don't ever take some of those e-bills or anything like that. No, chances of me seeing it aren't great. The other thing I should mention is, it's occurred to me, I heard from somebody, that I never answer my texts. There are no texts. All right, when you dial 888-876-5593, this is a voice line. It will not take, nor can I send, a text message. All right, it is strictly voice. And I hope you'll use it, because from 10 to 1, live Monday through Thursday nights, unless sports preempt us, I want to hear from you, as I am right now. Who, let's see, who do we got? We got Karen in Madison with some votes. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Okay, hi, Raleigh.
Hey, Karen.
Hey, I've got, I'm sorry about the other night. I kind of floated off while I was waiting.
That's fine. Well, you're here now. You're here now. Let's hear. Let's hear your list.
I'm going to add that, Boots Are Made for Walking.
Okay. You got it?
Now, is Macarena a song?
Yes.
Or is it only a dance?
No. This is a, that was a big song.
Okay, well, that is a hater for me.
Okay.
So that
All right.
goes on there. And Sad Movies. I don't like that.
All right, Sue Thompson. Yes, Macarena, which
right.
was a huge hit. The group was Los Del Rio, and
it
was recorded in 1993, I think. Me Me Gusta was the album, but anyway,
Al Gore.
So yes, Los Del Rio, Macarena, and that's the deal. So okay. And of course, Sad
that's
Movies,
good.
Sue Thompson, good choice.
Right, I hate that one.
Okay.
That's probably about it. Can I ask where is Richmond, Wisconsin? Where Jim is?
Walworth County. Okay,
you know,
the closest city.
Walworth County,
yeah.
That's over by Milwaukee.
Yeah, Janesville, near Janesville.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I just wanted to say hi to Jim. I just listened to him, and I'm in Madison, and I think of all of everyone that's blind, you know, it's so, I just don't ever want to see AM radio go away, and you're so nice to everyone. I ate my front teeth. All my teeth are gone because I ate them. Imagine that.
Wow,
so,
how did
anyway,
that happen? I can't even imagine.
Well, no, they could have told me they were bad instead of letting me just eat, bite in, and anyway.
Oh, yeah. I'd say you're not all that. You're in Madison, and that's not all that far from Richmond. I think you would take I-90. You wouldn't even have to go as far as Janesville. You could cut over earlier than that. It's just the east of that.
Oh,
so,
I see.
Like White River, if you know White River, it's a little south of White River.
Mm-hmm.
So
never heard of that.
Oh, well, it's not far.
Oh, well, I just wondered because, you know, I hear him talk about Madison, and I care about all of you and
yeah.
and you too, so that because AM radio has got to stay
yeah.
for all of
well,
us out here.
I don't think it's going to leave any time while we're still walking the planet. There, it will be gone eventually, but I think we'll be gone before it.
Do without the AI.
Yeah, I could
so
too.
I'll let you go.
All right.
And y'all have a nice time.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, eventually, you know, those of us who are emotional about AM and we love the Skywave and the ionosphere layer and all that and the romance of the distant singles, signals and all that, that's great, but it's not a money-making proposition, and amplitude modulation is not the best vehicle for, you know, for sound. So it will, at some point, be phased out. But, and some European countries and others have done this already. But I do not foresee it happening. Those of us who are long of truth, you know, those who are septuagenarian or older, I think you'll be here longer, you know, as long. AM radio will be here as long as you're here, I think, in America anyway. So I wouldn't worry about it too much. But yeah, that day is going to come. Now, the good news is people who are younger, oh, they'll be here, but they're not listening to it anyway. All right. So there you have it. All right. So Eduardo in Tampa, what's going on?
Hey, Raleigh. Hey, before I get into that rock climbing being good for Parkinson's, Vic Flick, 87, died.
Ah.
He was the guitarist for the James Bond music.
Uh-huh.
And he played with later on with other guests, stars like Tom Jones, the Bee Gees,
uh-huh.
the Beatles. So, yeah, I thought it was a pretty interesting thing. Although, when I was reading the article, I really got into this terminology of with the way he did the music. Something called I don't know if you ever heard of this word, plectrum, plectrum. Did you ever hear that word?
It's a plectrum is a tool, and
okay.
you know, if you're talking about stringed instruments, it's like a pick. A plectrum is a pick.
Okay.
And so, you know, lots of different picks depending on who's the guitarist and what they're using, but that's pretty much it, you know, and they vary, you know, if you're on a harpsichord, it's going to be different than, you know, if you're on an electric guitar. So it depends what you're playing,
okay.
but they're picks basically.
Okay. I didn't know that. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, moving on to the rock climbing. Yeah. So I thought this was interesting. They even said boxing too, but they were showing this on Sunday CBS Morning, and they were showing these people that were rock climbing and they had Parkinson's, and that was helping with their mobility. I thought that was very interesting.
Absolutely. And there are so many different things that if you're dealing with mobility issues that a good physical therapist can recommend that you might be surprised. But yeah, they had the feature on CBS News about, you know, a guy who wanted to do big movement exercise and was doing that. Now, for some people, depending
right.
upon the progression of the disease and all that, I don't recommend they rock climb. But absolutely remaining active and finding things that you enjoy doing and that you can do is a real key to combating the progression.
Yeah, and you create a social network because you're talking to other people.
Yeah.
But that's also yeah. good too,
and
yeah.
They have rock climbing gyms, you know, which is a lot safer than actually going out on a cliff. And so, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would assume that there are you know, therapy centers that specialize obviously in movement disorders, which is common. So I'll bet you there's quite a bit of rock climbing that they're doing at some of that now at gyms across the country.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But those are my preference, and I've done it myself when I was in Chicago, the
uh-huh.
indoor ones. I like those so much better.
Okay.
But that is great story to hear that somebody like that, people like that, can do something like that and
well, and have it be beneficial because
yeah.
It's you know, it's affecting axial posture and other things of that nature. And there are things that can give you a great workout and also, you know, improve the connection between your neural system and your brain, which is the real key on all of this.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, so cerebral palsy, they're using it for that as well.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, so, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Boy, you learn a new thing every time.
You know, what we know about the human body could fill a thimble. You know, we look at some of medicine a couple hundred years ago and are surprised at what they were doing. Well, I guarantee you, down the road, they'll look back on this period and say, oh my God, was that the Dark Ages? We're clueless.
Yeah.
We don't begin to comprehend the body-mind connection. So, yeah.
Yeah, some people might think, even I might think, oh, well, you need like some kind of gadget or you need some medication to make things better. But
right,
exercise
will do
the trick.
Right. That's one of the things you mentioned, medication. Unfortunately, allopathic medicine has gone so far that no matter what it is, medicate it. And I'm not in any way saying medication doesn't have a big place, but it isn't the only place by far. And there's many things, and there's many therapies, and unfortunately, in some cases, it's things that aren't covered by standard insurance. Now, this, by the way, probably is because there's so many therapy centers out there offering it, but so many things that aren't covered that people don't investigate because they're saying, you know, I don't have the funds to pay for it. But you know, I think when you're dealing with a chronic problem, that you know, sky's the limit on what you're willing to try that your body might adapt to.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
All right, I'll let you get out to your next call, and maybe I'll call tomorrow.
Okay, I hope so. Bye.
Okay.
All right, so yeah, I'm pretty sure that certainly in every major city, they'll have therapy places where they're having, you know, rock climbing sessions and maybe, you know, even groups together and what have you. And anything you can do to make PT more fun is always a good idea. That's right. So that's not just the same old. Donna in Oak Lawn, welcome to WGN Radio.
I'm calling with some more turkeys.
All right.
Some more phone numbers to Ruth.
All right. What you got?
Afternoon Delight.
Oh, yes, the Starland Vocal Band. Yes, absolutely.
And there's got to be Morning After.
Oh, yes, yes. Maureen McGovern, actually.
The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yes, fine choice.
I gave it to you yesterday, I think. Garden Party?
Yes, Rick Nelson, you did. All right, so don't vote on that again.
Okie dokie, and I won't. Mm-hmm. Let's see, my handwriting is not so good when I'm reading, laying down. Mm. Nina Simone's The Black is the color of the
yeah.
I don't know if that was a...
I think it was certainly played a lot. I'll leave it to Carol to decide if it qualifies, but I think it may.
Okie dokie.
All right.
Walk Like an Egyptian.
Oh, okay. All right.
Tie a Yellow Ribbon.
Okay.
Putting on the Ritz.
Okay, Taco. Okay.
And that's it for tonight.
That's all good.
Bad.
Yes, right.
And for Ruth, I've got, I think it's two more numbers.
Okay.
Oh, my. Okay. The first number is Elder Care, Lake County.
Okay.
And this is for a lot of volunteers.
Okay.
It's all volunteer services.
Okay.
And they have volunteer driving. You have to let them know 10 days ahead of time.
Oh.
Yeah. But for people who know ahead of time, if you've got a doctor's appointment, they might be of help.
Yeah.
They don't charge.
Right.
The phone number is 847.
Uh-huh.
406.
Uh-huh.
4683.
Okay, 847-406-4683.
Exactly.
Okay.
They volunteer to go grocery shopping and do deliveries.
Okay.
So it's all sorts of volunteer service. Now, the other one is kind of, I think maybe Ruth might know about it. It's the Warren Township Senior Service number, and that phone number is 847-244-1101,
okay.
Extension 01.
Okay.
And social service staff will help with information regarding applying for federal, state, and local programs. Mm-hmm. So that if she needs assistance, they'll be able to tell her what forms need filling out, and even help her filling out some of the forms. Mm-hmm. And believe me, there are lots of forms.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are. By the way, I looked up Nina Simone, and I am, I don't know if I'm pleased or not to say, but no, Black is the Color of My True Love's Hair from 1959 did not chart.
I didn't think so.
Yeah,
but
so it doesn't count. It is terrible, but it doesn't count.
Yeah, it's way too ponderous.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're also responsible for RTA senior rides.
Okay.
Medical and Social Security information and assistance.
Okay.
LIHEAP, financial assistance.
Okay.
For electric bills, electric heat, mm-hmm. and gas heat.
Good.
And also phone service that you can get free phone.
So that's 847-244-1101, extension 501.
Correct.
All right. All right.
Medical equipment, additional information on housing, counseling, transportation.
No, it's great information. I'm going to run into the news if I don't go, but that's really good information. Hopefully Ruth is listening.
I hope so, too.
Okay,
you
thanks a lot.
Very good, and take care.
You too. All right, so I'm not sure what I'm doing here, but Bob will set me straight on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That's the Orlans, yes, and that wonderful frog voice that Stephen Caldwell does. And that actually is a remake, believe it or not. The first time it was done was Gary U.S. Bonds, but the Orlans had the hit, and a great song it was. And Stephen Caldwell turns 82 this week. Yeah, born and raised in Philadelphia, never left. He was a bus driver for a while. He was, I think, chop steward of the union, and he was on the Board of Education. And he did a lot of things in the city of Philadelphia. Really, really nice guy. And he's still performing with Gene Brickley as the Orlans. So happy birthday to Stephen Caldwell, a truly, truly nice guy. All right. Sadly, Shirley Brickley, who you'll remember, she was shot in 77 by an intruder in Philadelphia, 32 years old. I don't know if they ever solved that, but that was really something. Marlena Davis was in that group as well, but sadly she died in 93. And I think Audrey Brickley died as well, 2005. But Gene Brickley and Steve Caldwell are still performing, along with Caldwell's cousins, Alberta Crump and Madeline Morris. So that's great. Lots of wonderful stuff by the Orlans. Truly the epitome of Cameo Parkway. We've got another hour of the world's worst hit records and anything else that is on your mind. We'll get to Laura, we'll get to Ronnie, and Room for You Too on WGN Radio.
The queen of the little red, white, and blue.
Mama Roo.
She was the queen of the little red, white, and blue. Said, ooh, why get you spy, boy? Prepare yourself to die, boy. Medicine man got heat strong power. You know better than to mess with me. Like a rival, like a rival, if you see a spy boy sitting in the bush, smash him on his head and give him a push. Get out the dishes, get out the pan. Ooh, he fast for the medicine man. La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la. He would have been 83 today, born in 1941 in New Orleans, and grew up in a musical family, and did a lot when it came to New Orleans music. Died in 2019, sadly, had a heart attack, just 77 years old, but when Mama Roo came out, I was just in heaven. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, now let's see, what are we doing here? I think Ronnie in Morristown, Tennessee, welcome, or Morrison anyway, to WGN Radio. How's it going?
It's going all right. I've been having a great night listening to some of this old stuff I haven't heard before, so...
All right.
I was going to say, for that caller, Jim, or the other caller you was talking about, I might want to recommend Hadley, because they've got some great workshops, and not only that, they could help that person if they're having trouble with their iPhone or Android or some other devices that you would have, and they know a lot about that, and one of them I happen to know, Doug Walker, he used to be my teacher.
Uh-huh.
So I just want to say a shout out to the folks at Hadley. Just keep up the good work.
All right, so how do you get in touch with Hadley?
Okay, there's a website. They just changed their name just recently, about earlier this year. It's called HadleyHelps.org or something like that.
Okay.
And they do have a phone number.
All right.
And that phone number is 1-800 323-4238.
Okay, Hadley, 800-323-4238.
And also, if they call after hours, they actually have a way you could listen to the podcast, like Hadley Presents or Insights and Sound Bites.
Oh, interesting.
And they also have a way you could learn about Braille, and if you want to order your Braille booklet. So
okay.
That system is pretty neat in this place.
Just looked it up, and it's HadleyHelps.org.
Yep.
HadleyHelps.org. All right. Good deal. And all the information is there. Been around since 1920. And it's interesting because the guy who founded it was an educator who lost his eyesight late in life. So he certainly went through it all and, has worked. And since then, the organization, of course, on finding new ways to do things that are more difficult to do.
Right. Yeah. You don't find too many organizations like that still goes
right.
On...
Right, so that's a real good idea, HadleyHelps.org.
Right. Yeah.
Good.
And I was going to say about AM radio, I hope it doesn't go away, because I always liked AM radio, but people was like, why would you want to mess with AM radio? I'm like, there's nothing good. If you don't know what you're missing, you sure don't know what you're missing.
Well, you know, a lot of people, even in the early 80s, everybody was saying, well, AM radio is dead and Top 40 will never be back on AM. And of course, when Top 40 came back with a vengeance, the first station was actually an AM station in Houston, KKBQ 790. And of course, the owner realized he had to quickly put it on his FM or somebody else would, and they'd be usurped. But the bottom line was they had pretty much written off teens. And boy, I'll tell you what, teens found it as soon as it was there. So if you are broadcasting something that people want to hear that they cannot hear anywhere else, they will find a way to listen. And,
right.
I look at the discussion of AM, FM, or satellite or anything. That's the delivery truck. I don't care about the delivery truck. I care what's on it. So content is king. And you know, a number of AM stations have sort of conceded things. They've LMA'd it. They're foreign language that you can't find on a planet. And on it it goes. But, you know, if you're a little longer in tooth, I guarantee you that AM will still be around through your lifetime. Now, if you're young, well, that's a different story.
Right. I was born in 1988, so...
Well, you may outlive AM radio. It's hard to say. I hope not, but you may.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, the beauty of it is, with the Internet, there are so many things to hear that I've often said, you know, if the Internet was around in 1955 or 58, I could listen. I'd never leave my bedroom as a kid. That would have been it. I would have just been chained to the computer because there's so much that I would have wanted to hear. You know, because DXing will only get you so far. So, so, you know, you usually, you know, YouTube and everywhere else can find a podcast that just fills the bill and gets you what you need.
Right. And speaking of that, I happened to find the Ranger Bill episodes that from the 1950s at the time. It was on Moody Radio. So I got a whole bunch of them yesterday. So
There's...
Not yesterday, but it was like, it took me a few days, but I managed to get all 217 episodes.
Right, right. And most of them are right on YouTube, actually. So sure, and people who don't remember Ranger Bill, it was Christian-oriented, and it was a radio show in the 1950s. Moody did produce it, and Myron Kanaday was the star. Yeah.
Right.
All right. So, yes, Ranger Bill from Knotty Pine.
Yep.
All right. Well, good deal. Thanks. I appreciate the call and the information.
All right. I appreciate it.
All right. So there you have it. Yeah. Ranger Bill was on a long time. There's a number of those things. I don't know if Unshackled is still on. That's not as old as all, but I used to love to listen to Unshackled. And yeah, Unshackled. All right. And it probably is still doing it every day. So there you have it. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And what do we have? Laura in Willowbrook. So hello, Laura. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, thanks. While I was waiting, I don't think I've nominated this song, so I wanted to get that out of the way first.
Okay.
My Heart Will Go On from Titanic.
Oh, yes. Thank you for voting for that. I really hope it does well. You know, I can't vote, but I certainly would hope that made it. We'll see.
Yes, me too. And something I wanted to call about, because I thought, well, if anybody would know, you may.
Okay.
I found out about a sports collector's convention / celebrity convention.
Oh, yeah?
So they're going to have some of the baseball stars, football stars, but mainly I'm going because I'm going to see Gina Davis, Rosie O'Donnell, and my favorite guy, Henry Winkler. Now, my curiosity is, okay, well, you have to pay to get in, obviously, but okay, now they will pose for autographs with you, so I'm getting an autograph they'll pose for photos with you. So I paid to do that ahead of time so I don't have to wait in line.
Right.
But, okay, I'm curious because also what if you want, they also have autograph signing.
And they pay, and you pay for that too.
Yes, yes. So where, like the whoever runs this thing, don't they have to pay the celebrities? I'm curious, how the heck do they make any money, the promoters, like whoever runs this thing?
Well, the promoters make the money from the fee at the door. That's where they're making their money. The celebrities are making they may get a stipend from the organization as well, because if their name is a draw and they know it's going to get people in the door, they'll pay them too. But it's also assumed that they're going to make money selling pictures and autographs. And the amount will vary from, you know, if it's a bit player who was vendor tables. All right.
Yeah,
so
lots
of vendor tables. So explain vendor tables. John goes to these things, don't you know? Comic cons and things like that.
Yeah, I think they said there's going to be like over 300 vendor tables. Like, holy cow.
Well, and and John's bought a lot at some of those because you can get some great, great deals on stuff. So a vendor table would be the same kind of deal where they would be paying the promoter, the person who is organizing the show. They'd be paying them for the right to have the vendor table. Now, the agreements can vary. In some cases, it's just a flat fee. In other cases, it's a percentage of what you sell as well as a fee. So, you know, it can be different depending on who's organizing it. But the organizers are certainly making money from vendor tables and certainly making money from the door. You know, so those two things alone would put them in black. And again, depending, if you're having this mega star that's going to bring a lot of people, yeah, you're going to pay them. But, you know, like I say, if it's, you know, some guy who just draws cartoons for something, you know, maybe the deal is he's just going to sell the autographs. It depends. And very often they have things to sell as well. So that's what it is.
Okay, because, and it's amazing. I've been there once before. But there's going to be like a couple of hundred celebrities going to appear over 3 days at various times. I'm like, how the heck are they going to fit all these people in there?
Well, where's the venue?
Donald E. Stephen Convention Center in Rosemont, Illinois.
All right. Well, a convention center is going to be large enough, even small convention centers, to absolutely accommodate that.
Okay. And then my other curiosity is like, okay, well, if you would like an 8x10 autograph, it costs this much. If you would like a flat item autograph, that's this much.
Yeah.
If you want something 15 inches by 20 inches, it costs this. Why is it so varied? It's like, depending on the size of the item, it costs this.
Usually, now, I can't tell you about all of them, but usually the star who is giving, you know, is selling the autographs and the pictures, they set what the prices are. It's usually not the venue that sets it. So usually, and yeah, DES is actually big. I tried to, you know, I thought, well, how big is that? It's 840,000 square feet. So, you know, they, and then, as you know, they do a lot of other things. So they're plenty big enough and to house what you're talking about, easily big enough to do that.
Wow. Well, thank you for your input. I'll report back to see how it went. I just can't imagine how this is going to work.
What are the dates on it? What are the dates on it?
It's actually this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay. So that's the 22nd through the 25th or 24th.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, good.
So it'll be a blast. I'll talk to you sometime after it happens next week.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Riley. All right,
so the Chicago Sports Spectacular at DES. And that is in Rosemont. And let's see, what are they saying about that? And I'm trying to go to the show info. Let's see what they're telling me. You know, like, it's so important to read this page from top to bottom. Okay, well, I'll just pause what I'm doing and do that. Yeah, or not. We'll get to Sam. We'll get to Fran. We'll get to Johnny D. We'll get to James and you two coming up on WGN Radio.
The rain keeps falling. Rain, 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 rain. my pillow's soaking wet. Here it is in the morning.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yes, she's it was the original. And no, the Sir Douglas Quintet did not do the original. Big Sam did. Big Sambo and the House Wreckers, actually. And yeah, it was a flip side. At the Party was the A side with Big Sam, but then Big Sambo and the House Records were on the B side. All right, so can't vote for that for the world's worst hit record, of course, because it's not a hit. However, you could vote for the Sir Douglas Quintet version because that was a big hit. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Let's talk about some votes with Fran. Welcome back to WGN.
Hey, Raleigh, back with more.
Oh, good. I can't wait.
Okay. I'll second Beep Beep.
Okay.
Or third or fourth.
Yeah,
or fifth.
Very good. The Playmates. Yes, absolutely. All right.
And then they did another one I didn't like. Something for 5 Feet of Heaven.
What is love? What is love? What is love?
What
5 Feet
love?
Of Heaven
and
a ponytail. The cutest ponytail that sways with a wiggle when she walks. What is love?
Yeah.
All right, yes.
That song's annoying.
Yeah, well, what do you expect for kids at the University of Connecticut? All right, so.
And both of the songs that I think were hits from Grease, the one that, tell me more, tell me more.
Oh, God. All right. All right.
And then You're the One That I Want, I think it's the other one.
Okay.
Now, I think they were both hits. But.
Probably. Carol will be the one to, she absolutely is running the show on this. She knows everything, and she'll, you know, next day she'll say, well, you know, that one hit, can't vote for that, can't do this, got to do that, you know, so she, which is so good because, you know, I don't have that type of organizational skill for things like this. I just try not to throw away.
I don't either.
Yeah, I try not to throw away the sheets of paper, and I'm not even successful at that. And if it's a napkin,
it's like we have all these sheets of paper around the house with, you know, like, tons of phone numbers and things, but there's no organization to it whatsoever.
Absolutely.
So if I want something, I got to go through, you know, sheets and sheets of paper to try to find it.
All right, so I'm looking at songs from Grease, and how many of them were hits, I don't know. But we, of course, have Hopelessly Devoted to You, Olivia Newton-John. What else do I see that I recognize that was played on the air a lot? Oh, Summer Nights. I think that was...
Oh, that's the one. That's the one that, tell me more,
right,
tell me more.
Right, that's Summer Nights. Yeah, that was a hit. And You're the One That I Want. Yes, absolutely. That was a hit. All right, well, there you have it. So.
And then I'm surprised nobody's voted for anything of hers yet. We got good old Helen Reddy with, I think a... There's so many. Ruby Red Dress.
Really? Now, see, I would have gone with I Am Woman, but what do I know?
Oh, I hate that one, too. I'll put that one on there, too.
Hang
Why
on a
not?
Minute. Don't go away. Stay where you are. We'll continue with Hatred in a moment on WGN Radio. It goes from bad to worse. You'll hear. Yes. Ruby Red Dress. Linda Laurie wrote it. Enough of that. Really bad quality. I don't have a better version of that. I pulled it, actually. I don't think I do. I pulled that thing a long time ago from YouTube. But the interesting thing about it, of course, is that Linda Laurie, who wrote that, and you just heard her kind of recording it, was also responsible for another song that generally does hit the world's worst hit records, if not in the top 10 somewhere. You might remember Ambrose Part 5.
Ambrose, it's very dark in here. Ambrose, where are you? Oh... Oh, Ambrose, hold my hand. Ambrose, something's vibrating. The walls are shaking. Ambrose, we can't go on like this. Why can't we sit in the park like other boys and girls? Why do we have to walk in the subway tunnel?
Just keep walking.
Yeah, so that's that was Linda Laurie and Demented as Always, who also wrote Leave Me Alone, Ruby Redress. It was bad enough that Helen recorded it, but Samantha Sang, another From Down Under singer, recorded it as a cover, and it hit the country charts with one of the Hardin Trio. You might remember the lovely Arlene's effort. So, yes, I probably should spare you that, but there you have it. So, all right, Fran. Yeah, it has a history, right? Amazing.
I love Ambrose.
Oh, I think it's hilarious. And, of course...
I do, too.
I can't tell you how many...
I like the one part where she's talking about, my mother's embarrassed.
We don't have a color.
We don't have a telephone.
You're right, exactly. Yeah. No, it is hilarious, and I thought it was a great little song. But, you know, people vote for it every year. Now, I can't really verify that it was much of a hit, but it certainly was well known.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do that all the time. You know,
just keep walking. Yeah.
Or especially if something happens that, like, kind of upsets one of us, and we can see that, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, just keep walking.
Exactly. Keep walking. Yeah, I can't tell you. Yeah, John and I do that, too. Just keep walking. So, exactly. Yes, indeed. So, Leave Me Alone, Ruby Redress, a fine choice. The Helen Reddy big hit we'll consider on the list. All right.
All right. Let's see. I'm trying to think if I had any other ones for tonight. Oh, Happy Together.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, the Turtles, anything really. But all right, very good.
Pretty much.
Yeah. 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 Flo and Eddie. All right. So, yes, indeed, Happy Together it is on White Whale.
Yeah. And I guess that'll do it for me for tonight.
Good choices. I answered your email briefly, by the way. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, okay. I'll check it out.
Yeah. It's brief because I was on the air when I saw it. And so while I was talking to somebody, I quickly wrote you something. All right. All right.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Okay, bye. Okay. So 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. All right. So we have the lovely and talented Cindy in Chicago. Hopefully you haven't been thinking, Cindy.
Well, I thought of these two songs. You just played a Rod Stewart song that isn't too bad. I was just thinking
what
of Rod.
Wait a minute. I didn't play any Rod Stewart song. What the hell?
No, not you on the commercial.
Oh, I don't hear them. Yeah, I don't hear them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Maggie May wasn't too bad. That wasn't too bad. But the one that was real bad that came out, well, there were three.
Uh-huh.
The one, Tonight the Night.
Okay. What else?
And then the one, if you, I don't know what the name of the, if you want my body and you think I'm sexy. Okay. I mean, this came out when I was like in sixth grade and I would hear, you know, and I didn't even know what the songs were about when I was in sixth grade.
It's Do You Think I'm Sexy, Rod Stewart, D-A-Y-A, Do You Think I'm Sexy.
And then the other one that was real bad was the one, what was it, Stay With Me, remember that one, Stay With Me,
By Rod Stewart?
Yes. Stay With Me. Let me think about the song.
Yeah. But I think that was while he was with Faces. I don't think it was a solo of Rod Stewart. I think that was Faces. Maybe he recorded it later himself. I don't know. But yeah. All right. So that was Faces.
Oh, red lips, hair, fingernails. Oh, you mean old Jezebel. And then with a face like that, you have nothing to laugh about.
Uh-huh. All righty then.
I mean, God. All right, but that's it.
All right, good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it. So
okay,
there you have it. We'll add Faces to the list. Why not? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Sherry is in Naperville. What's happening tonight, Sherry?
Hey, let me take you off speaker.
Yes, that would help. All right, so we'll see what's up with Sherry.
Hi.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. I wanted to first, second or third, that one song you played like three in
okay.
that some guy called to and you played it, and it kind of sounded like a lame nursery rhyme song. Was that the Beep Beep song, or was that a guy was singing it?
I don't know. Beep Beep is the one while driving in my Cadillac, much to my surprise, a little a little Nash Rambler was following me about a third one size. He must have wanted to...
Yeah, that's the one.
That's Beep Beep. Okay, yeah. All right.
But it's like really slow, kind of
okay.
Dreary. So I will third that, because I think
okay.
Somebody else seconded it. But I was curious, David has tomorrow off. The whole schedule is different, but it's kind of lovely. It's not the 5 to 1 a.m., stop it, David. He gestures when I talk to him.
All right.
He drives me up a wall. At any rate, so it's just wonderful because his boss started, his new boss, temporary Winfield, Illinois, said, oh, do you want to come in at noon? Could you come in at noon? He texts him at 7:22. Well, he's asleep then. But at any rate, so he goes twice in a row, and then he has to have his hours changed from 12 to 8. Because
uh-huh.
That was the first 2 days. And it worked. And it's lovely. And, absolutely lovely. But I also wanted to mention, I looked up, because I listened through the Amper Wave, or something like that it's called, on the website to WGN since our bows broke.
Right.
But, so they have, like, all these articles or news. Like on the right-hand side.
Yep.
And one of them was the Illinois Broadcasting Association.
Broadcasters Association, you know, yes, the IBA.
Okay. 11-13, and, the first name was Lisa Dent won for Best Radio Personality.
Yeah.
And something like that this year, and which I agree with, because she's excellent.
Good for her, yes,
along
absolutely.
With Wayne Becker, along with you. There's a lot of people that have a lot of radio personality.
And there are many, many categories in those Silver Dome Awards, and they're judged by out-of-state professional broadcasters in similar-sized markets, so it's not partisan to people
locally. Is Silver
locally.
Dome, like, is there a gold dome?
No. Silver Dome because of the state capital.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's
I
like
wondered
that.
If there were three categories.
No, well, and there's many categories, but there are many categories for the Silver Dome Awards, and there are other awards. If you look at the IBA website, they can tell you all their different categories. They got a lot of them.
No, but they mentioned on the WGN, it was like just a couple paragraphs.
Yeah.
And then Marlene and another guy, I want to say, the first name might have been Bill.
Yeah, they won five. They absolutely won five this year. I think.
Won two out of the five that they'll give for Illinois. So, to me, WGN swept the board. But there was also another one. I cannot even fathom what this description of this award means. And I know you would know.
Uh-oh.
But it's something like best radio for non-broadcast.
Radio station media. Use of non-broadcast media.
Yeah. What does that mean?
I'd love to know.
Oh, you don't know either. I thought, is it the talk part? Is it the commercial part? Is it the background music part? Is it the bumper part?
No. Non-broadcast media, I don't know in this context, but usually it involves possibly what they're doing online, non-broadcast, their podcasts and that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. I got that. Because I'll say, listen to this podcast, or they got the Minton Rascals,
well, and
which
so
isn't on the radio.
That's not broadcast. If you're hearing it on the radio, it's broadcast. If you're listening to it online, it's non-broadcast. So that's probably what they're...
And does it also include, the texters?
Well, I don't understand how that what you're talking about there.
Well, because they're calling line...
I don't think it's incorporating the.
But it's more like the podcast that they put up.
It was whatever they're doing online, I would assume.
Oh, okay. All right. I just curious because it just made my brain hurt when I read it and tried to figure out what the heck that meant.
Yeah, probably that.
I miss you all. I miss all you guys.
Yeah, well, go to sleep.
I
You're not supposed to be awake.
Whatever Jim's story was from when I last talked to you. Sounds like he jumped ahead. Yeah, in the game board of life immensely.
Yeah.
So kudos to him.
Yeah. All right.
All righty.
So thanks.
I love you all.
All right. So
okay, talk to you some other day.
Now, what I'll have to do is look up in the IBA how they're defining it, but that's what I would think it is. All right. So, you know, audio and visual media that isn't on terrestrial radio, things you can access all the time. That's usually what it is, and I assume that's what the IBA is talking about as well. But somebody who is more current than I could answer that better than me. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Sam is going to give us some votes. Hello, Sam.
Hey, Raleigh. How are you tonight?
I can't complain. How about yourself?
Well, I can complain.
Okay. No, we'll hear it.
I want to wish you and John a happy Thanksgiving. And
you
I wanted to weigh in with a couple more turkeys.
Good.
But before doing that, I just wanted to say, I think it was Stacy that had mentioned going out to see Henry Winkler and them.
Uh-huh.
Was that Stacy? I don't remember.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Stacy. But yeah, we're talking about the thing that's coming up, the sports thing at the DES this week, at the weekend. It's going to be big.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, I actually just got finished, maybe a couple months ago, I read Henry Winkler's new book, Henry.
Uh-huh.
And there was an email or something, if you wanted to comment on, you know, what you had read.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent that out, and I left my name and address. Well, surprisingly, I got a handwritten, and it wasn't a form letter, it was a handwritten note by Henry Winkler thanking me. And so I got his autograph for free.
How about that? Well, good for you. That's great.
Yeah.
And kudos to him for responding, but it is important to public people to know what their audiences are thinking, because if they don't get any feedback, it's just a guess. So, yeah, good deal. You there, Sam? We've lost Sam. Well, good for him. So 888-876-5593. I wanted to mention, by the way, that I was looking up the DES thing this weekend, and there are going to be a ton of vendor tables in this, and everything, including, you know, like CGC and Beckett and PSA, the grading authority and authentication companies will be there, and dealers, they're literally advertising hundreds of tables from, you know, leading dealers of mint vintage and modern sports cards or collectibles and all that kind of stuff. So a lot of the leading auction houses will have tables, and like I say, the grading that I was mentioning will be there as well. So there's going to be a lot of tables, and that is absolutely, you know, back to the question where the money will come from for the promoter. Obviously, they're selling the tables. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Johnny D in Ohio, what's up?
Yeah. Hello, Raleigh. Yeah, we love and miss you too, Sherry, from Naperville.
All right.
And I'm not going to have time, I don't think, Raleigh. Last night, if you recall, I said there's a story behind that Chances Are request I did with Johnny
Mathis.
Yes,
you did. Yes, you did.
So yeah, there was a story behind that. I don't think I'm going to have time
to
really get into it.
I have 2 hours tomorrow night from 11 to 1 Central. Call me early, and I want to hear the whole story.
Right, because it might get a little bit drawn out. But I do think I have time to second...
Yes.
Fran's nomination for I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar.
Okay.
I want to second that. And then this one came to mind, because earlier with your guest, you had mentioned Scatman Crothers,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then something in my head, you know, I say things snap like for me. And I remember once I put it in a parody song, you know, I do them, you know.
Uh-huh.
I put Scatman Crothers in with it, and it was from The Walk. And then I thought, well, the song that I also included in there, I believe it was Leela's, one of Leela's favorite songs, but I think it's a turkey, okay? And it goes like this. Every time I listen now, she's playing something funny, so funny. Like some old-time Scatman Crothers now, or Tupelo, honey. Oh, no. Remember that?
No. Okay, yes.
Tupelo, honey. I want to nominate Tupelo.
I do not think it was a hit.
Buffalo Honey was a hit.
I don't think
Van
so.
Van Morrison?
Yeah, I'll look. Let's see how well that did. We're going to see how well that did. But I don't...
I absolutely could be wrong.
God knows. I've been known for that, especially with this current stuff. Yeah, like Van Morrison. All right, let me see what I can find on Van Morrison here on the Billboard charts anyway. All right. If I could spell, that would even
you
help
could take all the tea and shine. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Morrison Van. Okay.
Jesus, sweet.
Tupelo Honey. Well, it peaked out at number 47.
Well, it made the charts.
Well, right. We have to do more than make the charts. But I guess 47 would be considered a hit, sort of.
Man, I thought everybody heard Tupelo Honey.
Well, there you go. So,
I didn't like it too much.
So Tupelo Honey by Van Morrison, we'll consider that in the running. Your vote is taken.
Alrighty then. So... All right. Like I say,
call me tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, I'll maybe give you a call about Johnny Mathis.
I will look forward to hearing it. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so, 888-876-5593 on 8888 Raleigh. And we'll see if we have time for anything else. And of course, if we don't, we got tomorrow night on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh Jones, and that's Brick, yes, Daz, Disco Jazz, 1976. It entered the top 40 charts this week in 1976. All right, well, very good. So 888-876-5593. A little embarrassing to me, though, because I have a T-shirt that they gave out with that record, and I wore it recently. I didn't realize that it was 48 years old. Oh, well, hey, it still fits. James on the South Side is going to finish the night. So welcome back to WGN Radio, James. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I had fallen asleep a little bit.
Well, hey, I have that effect on people. Now, we only have time for one story, and I've picked it out. It's from your group. Grandmother arrested for refusing to pay $11 for a tuna sandwich during a flight. This is classic. Now, you know, I always joke with the budget airlines that they'll throw you a can of tuna when you're in the air. Well, in this case, the woman ordered a tuna sandwich on a flight from London to somewhere else in Europe. And apparently it was terrible, just soggy as heck. And so, you know, she says, I'm not paying for this. So what does the airline do? They call the cops to meet her at the gate. Now, apparently, the cops didn't know why they were meeting her, because they're herding her and her daughter. She's like 79 years old, like forever through the airport, and they're going to arrest her, and they won't tell her anything. And when they finally realize that they're hauling this woman to the, you know, to the pokey because she refused to pay for a sandwich she sent back, they said, just go. Classic.
That was classic.
It was classic. And what I can't imagine is how anyone, it's apparently a Jet 2, I've never heard of Jet 2, but then again, London to Turkey, what do I know, how anyone would fly on this. And of course, the cabin crew, who basically told her to just shut up and be quiet, they treated her as if she was a criminal. And so the cops in Turkey thought she was. Oh, we're out of time. Talk to you tomorrow night. Call me back. Okay, and on that note, that's a wrap. And we thank Bob for keeping us on the air, and John for screening your calls, above all, you for calling. So 22 hours from now, we'll do it again. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.